New segment in this season 11, the 7 things to take home from today's conversation. For the ones that don't have a paper and a pen with them during the interview, that's my way to share you my notes. And narrowing the insights shared by Julie to just 7 was a challenge, but hey, it's the rule I set, so here we go. Starting with number 1, focus on market needs and testing hypotheses. Aclarity's approach to developing and pivoting its technology is fully based on market feedback and rapid prototyping. Indeed, Julie emphasizes the importance of listening to the market, building and adapting hypotheses, and adjusting based on customer feedback. A great example of that is how Aclarity pivoted from a B2C focus in point of entry or point of use applications to tackling PFAS in landfill leachate in a pragmatic approach linked to economic realities.
Let's see, 2021, we probably decided to make the change to focus exclusively on PFAS. We had a couple of the projects too, I guess, so maybe not exclusively, but now we're very exclusive on PFAS. But I would say 2021 was the turning point on PFAS.
Number 2, innovate in niche markets before expanding. Once that pivot done, Aclarity strives to nail its niche.
We develop and deploy proprietary systems that destroy PFAS and liquid waste. We focus mostly on destroying PFAS where it is found, you know, in a decent concentration, decent bulk concentration. We found that destroying PFAS in landfill leachate is a really good place to start. Almost 50% of PFAS that's manufactured ends up in a landfill, in the trash. And these landfills are under a lot of scrutiny right now.
From this focus on PFAS destruction in landfill leachate, Aclarity now considers expanding into broader applications. And that's only possible because of their strong foothold in that first vertical, which allows for in-depth understanding, customer references and testimonials that will enable scaling and exploring additional applications. Number 3, customer-driven development. Now you may wonder, where did that landfill leachate niche actually come from? Well, Aclarity has only recently hired a specific salesperson. Before that,
the majority of the sales and the customers that we have pretty much all have been inbound. They found us. The landfill side, they found us. It's not like we were actively trying to cold call and search and figure things out. We didn't figure it out ourselves. They came to us, you know, with a massive problem. And so that's where we're like, okay, price point's right. The size is right. The volumes are right. Everything made sense.
This highlights the importance of developing solutions that address pressing market problems and letting those challenges drive innovation and product development efforts. Number 4, leverage strategic partnerships and investments. Julie highlights several times and across numerous dimensions how Aclarity has benefited from strategic partnerships from investors like Berntelen Ventures and Aqualateral to collaboration with larger companies like Xylem or Denora. For startups, selecting the right partners and investors who understand the market challenges and offer more than just capital can accelerate growth and development. In hindsight, though, Julie had a cheat code to rule many potential partners out. They had to know what PFAS are. Bonus in this one, sometimes the one to know is not the one you'd expect. Said differently, even giants sometimes need startups to show them the way.
It's been maybe surprising, maybe not surprising to me, just very honestly, that of all of the channel partners that we work with, Xylem and Denora and many others, they look to us to kind of tell them where they should be operating and how they should be operating.
Number 5, preparation for regulatory compliance. Talking of the PFAS challenge, the anticipation and preparation for future regulatory changes, such as those currently cooked by the US EPA on treatment and disposal, underscore the importance of startups being proactive in compliance and regulatory matters.
The big one that all of the landfills are looking out for, and most of the industries that we operate in, even outside of landfills, is in the Clean Water Act. And that's what basically gives states the guidance and mandate to make sure that there's permits around the discharge. That's the big one, and for landfills, it's really this Plan 15.
This forward-looking approach ensures readiness to adapt and capitalize on regulatory shifts, and come on, we know how regulation is a driver in the water sector. Number 6, strategic hiring and team building. One of Julie's first hires when building Aclarity's team was a chief science officer. Even though she was the brain behind the company's first patent and original science.
It was a no-brainer to to get Oren on board, there still isn't anybody who would have been better suited to take over the technology side and the science side. Oren joined the team. It's been an amazing decision. He's wonderful. And he helped to drive the technical aspects of the product and of the company while I was able to get funding, meet customers, secure partnerships. Certainly wouldn't have been able to do it if Oren didn't join the company.
That's a great example of strategic focus on where she would add the most value and where empowering her team would be the most beneficial. By the way, if that's appealing to you, Aclarity has several positions open. The link is in the description. Number 7, bootstrapping and careful financial management. Aclarity's initial years were marked by bootstrapping and leveraging grants, which required careful financial management and strategic decision making to maximize the impact of limited resources.
It's all about management of resources and making really good decisions. And I haven't made the best decisions, but I would say that overall, relatively proud of the decisions we've been able to make and the progress we made with such small resources.
This strategy allowed Aclarity to reach significant milestones without diluting equity prematurely and ensured they had the rubber on the ground and ready for acceleration when the time for that had come. As I said, I could have taken more, but I think 7 is a good chunk to go out and apply, so here you have it. If you think I've missed one that's even more important than those 7, come tell me on LinkedIn or by mail. My mail is in the description. And remember, that episode came to you free of charge, but I would believe not free of value. It takes me quite some time to put all of those together every week, so all I'm asking is for you to help me distribute them. So take this episode, share it with a friend, a colleague, your boss, or your team, and I'll be back with another one next week.